The Grey Wolf River drops more than 5,000 feet in elevation on its 25-mile run from the Olympic Mountains to where it empties into the Dungeness River near the town of Squim.
It's one of the steepest and wildest streams in the Northwest.
Tim McNulty knows this river well. He's a writer and environmentalist who's lived on the Olympic Peninsula for more than 40 years.
Tipper, get that guy.
McNulty's peering through his binoculars at two slate-gray birds flitting by just above the white caps of the rushing river.
Okay, we're watching a pair of dippers. One just landed on a rock just upstream. These guys dive underwater, eat invertebrates. They fly underwater. They're amazing birds here in the river in January.
McNulty is worried that sections of the Olympic National Forest, like this one, could be opened up for clear-cutting if they're not put into permanent wilderness protection. Some clear-cutting is allowed on national forest lands. McNulty is a champion of what's known as the Wild Olympics campaign. The group is backing the new legislation that would put an area of national forest land the size of Seattle and Tacoma combined into permanent protection. It will also designate 19 rivers on the Olympic Peninsula, including this one, as wild and scenic.
But people could still fish this river, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a prime trout fishing stream, and wilderness designation won't affect any of the current uses of these areas.
People could still hike, camp, horseback ride, raft, kayak, birdwatch, all the things they'd normally do in a national forest.
The things that aren't permitted are motorized use and commercial development, logging, mining, grazing.
It's the timber companies and loggers that have the most to lose here. In recent years, timber companies have had a harder time getting access to new forest land to cut. That's had a major impact on rural communities on the peninsula. If you drive out Highway 101 towards Port Angeles, you might have noticed road signs opposing the Wild Olympics campaign. They say things like, working forests, working families. The Bekavars are one of those working families.
Here's our sheep. Hey, sheepy.
Trisha Bekavar wears a Carhartt vest. Her fox-colored hair is pinned neatly away from her face, flowing down her back. Trisha's lived on Bekavar Farm for 32 years. Her husband Dave's family settled here back in 1910. He's the third generation of Bekavars who have farmed these 100 or so acres along Highway 101 east of Port Angeles.
You know, we're like the stewards of the land. We're stewards of the, you know, forests. And
the Bekavars also run a family logging business. They see the Wild Olympics legislation as a government land grab that will make life even harder for loggers.
It's all about government control and the federal government and Patty Murray and people in the cities trying to control the people that are in rural areas out here. They're just squashing everything.
The Wild Olympics legislation is bad news for people who want to log, mine, or put dams or other infrastructure in those 126,000 acres and 19 rivers. But Senator Patty Murray specifies that her bill doesn't add any new land to the Olympic National Park or forest.
It adds protections for current federal lands so that we can make sure they're preserved for the future.
Murray introduced similar legislation alongside Representative Norm Dix in 2012, but it didn't pass. The new version of the bill makes some concessions to property owners and those who want to maintain road access. Representative Derek Kilmer introduced similar legislation in the House. The campaign appears to be building steam this time around. More than 250 businesses on the Olympic Peninsula have endorsed it, along with 50 elected officials. But it could still be a tough sell in Congress. I'm Ashley Ahern in Port Angeles.